This fall is going by extremely fast, and the general election is just around the corner. No matter where one turns, it seems that much of the talk centers on politics. For some, this is great. For others, not so much. Regardless of your view of politics, however, who we elect has a great impact on the laws which will be passed and the culture in which we live. As people of faith, the Catholic Church encourages all to be good citizens and to vote. Before we vote, however, Catholics are encouraged to properly form their consciences. We also need to understand the relevant issues and learn about the candidates running for office. In this regard, the Arizona Catholic Conference has worked with the Catholic Sun to develop our regular voter's guide in time for the elections. This voter's guide is essentially a candidate survey, which can be found in the Catholic Sun newspaper and on the Arizona Catholic Conference website at azcatholicconference.org. The ACC Voter's Guide is a nonpartisan document that allows you to see where candidates stand on a variety of important issues. Included in this year's guide are races for the U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, the Arizona Corporation Commission, and the state legislature. Please be sure to do your own homework and hopefully use this guide as a valuable resource. The general election is November 8th, so mark it down. For more information on how to vote, the Arizona Secretary of State has useful information on their website. While there are many, many important races on the general election ballot, it is also important to note one particular ballot measure that could permanently change Arizona for the worse. I am, of course, talking about Proposition 205. Prop 205 is the effort to legalize recreational marijuana in Arizona. We know from other states where this has happened that public safety has been endangered and children have been harmed. Additionally, the people promoting the effort in Arizona stand to make millions of dollars the way it is drafted. Prop 205 is such a bad idea that the Catholic bishops of Arizona felt compelled to make a rare joint statement opposing this measure. If you have not done so already, please check out the statement at the AZ Catholic Conference website to understand why. Finally, I want to conclude this segment by noting that the Diocese of Phoenix has been blessed once again this year through Bishop Olmsted releasing his fourth edition of Catholics in the Public Square. Through the years, over 300,000 copies of these booklets have been distributed in the Diocese of Phoenix, and you will want to make sure that you read the latest version. The new edition features an outstanding foreword by Archbishop Gomez of Los Angeles, who is consistent with the rest of the booklet in saying that there are many important issues today, but none more important than the right to life. Additionally, the new booklet provides important updates, including remarks from Pope Francis's trip to the United States and his most recent encyclical. Books are available free of charge at parishes throughout the Diocese of Phoenix and are also online at the Diocese of Phoenix website, as well as an ebook version that is available on Amazon. I will close by emphasizing Bishop Olmsted's theme in the booklet, namely that we are all called to know and live our faith all the time, in all that we do, not just on Mass on Sundays. Living our faith applies to how we act at home, with our families, at work, and of course, in the voting booth. Please make sure you form your conscience well. Make sure you vote, and above all, pray that God's will be done in all things. Before we go, we have a very important special guest here with us today, the governor of our state, Governor Doug Ducey. We have a very special guest with us here today on our segment. We're here with the governor of the state of Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. We're very blessed to have you here today. As you know, the bishops of the Arizona Catholic Conference have taken a rare joint statement to speak out on an issue that's on the ballot this fall, and that, of course, is Proposition 205. The effort to legalize recreational marijuana in the state of Arizona, a passion that you share with the bishops. Would you care to tell us a little bit more about why all Arizonans and Catholics should be concerned about this matter and vote no on 205?
Well, sure, Ron. I'm thrilled that the bishops stepped forward and said that Proposition 205 is a bad idea. The legalization of recreational marijuana would not help our state in any way. I mean, every problem that I have as governor, any problem that we have as a state is not made better by the legalization of recreational marijuana. This has been a disaster in Colorado. People are seeing the unintended consequences of what has happened with legalization, how this marijuana has infected and infested our middle schools and our high schools. You know, the line extension with edibles that goes from the, I think that the marijuana of the movies or the 70s and 60s that people think about, this is now in gummy bears and Pez dispensers and all-day suckers and cookies and brownies. The enforcement officer for Colorado said that he fears that they have lost an entire generation of young Coloradoans. This is a law that was written, Ron, by the marijuana industry. So it's on the ballot, and if for whatever reason somebody does vote yes on it and it were to pass, it would be a disaster for our state, and it would be unchangeable because it is voter protected. There's nothing that the governor can do after it passes. There's nothing that the legislature can do. It would be just completely constitutionally protected. That's why I'm working so hard, and I'm on the phone as the governor, but I'm also on the phone as the father of three teenage sons that knows that this would harm our state and affect it in a very negative way. So I'm thrilled that the bishops decided to come out against it. So is the business community. So have so many in the education and philanthropic and civic community to speak out against this. We've had the former Attorney General of Colorado out here, former mayor, former governor, both Democrat and Republican, that are saying that Proposition 205 is a bad idea.
Absolutely. And as a fellow father, as you know, our sons played in the same Little League a few years back.
Yes.
I share that concern greatly as well, and this is something that the bishops have talked about in their statement. You know, the message that it sends to children in particular is just a terrible message, and we've seen what happened in other states. And your point, I think, is something that most Arizonans don't realize is if we do vote for this, it's going to be permanent, and we're going to hurt our state.
It's going to be permanent. It's going to hurt our state. And what bothers me even more, Ron, is they're selling Prop 205 on several big lies. One lie is that it's going to provide money for public education, and that's just not the case. I mean, once you get past enforcement and the bureaucracy and the social cost, this is a financial loser. So we'll have less money available in the general fund versus more. So there's nothing that goes to public schools. If anything, this hurts education. This hurts schools. I mean, what student ever got smarter by being stoned in the classroom? And this is what you're seeing all over Colorado. The other big lie is that this is just like alcohol. So let's regulate it like alcohol. But in the law, it's a 30-page single-spaced law. They actually exempt users of this product from the same laws that govern our roads and freeways for safety. There's no standard of impairment in the law. So you know that there are consequences if you drink and drive, but if you consume this product and drive, this law exempts you. And it does the same thing to employers and safe workplaces. People will be able to consume this product, have it in their system, and come to work, and employers will not be able to fire them or provide consequences. So this is a terrible law written by the industry to benefit the industry. And what one superintendent in Colorado said is, I think, the most accurate statement of all. He said the only thing that the legalization of marijuana has brought Colorado schools is more marijuana. And that's what they're dealing with every day. That's what we have the opportunity to say no to on October 12th when early ballots are mailed. So I'm asking everyone to get out to their parishioners, their friends, their neighbors, their family, coworkers, fellow schoolmates. And the last Sunday before early voting is October 9th. The last Sunday before Election Day is November 6th. Help spread the word through these parishes, through the diocese, and it would be nice to see us stand up as people of faith and say this is a bad idea and we're not going to let it happen in the state of Arizona.
Absolutely. And if you're not registered to vote, the last day to do so is October 10th. Governor Ducey, we thank you very much for being with us here today on this very important topic. And let's all make sure we pray and we get out and vote. Vote no on 205.
You know, Ron, I had a nun in sixth grade who said if you're caught out in the storm on Lake Erie, you need to pray to God, but you also need to row to shore. So I want people to pray, but I also want them to vote, and I'm asking them to vote no on Proposition 205 and tell 10 of their friends and neighbors to do the same, and we can stop this on Election Day.
Very well said. Thank you again, Governor Ducey.
Thanks, Ron. Have a good one. Tell all my friends there hello.
Will do. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye. Thank you, and God bless.